President Bush today added economic incentive to the peace process in the Middle East. At a speech in South Carolina, the president proposed the creation of a regional free trade zone, removing all U.S. trade barriers with countries in the region within 10 years, and he promised increased involvement in the area's economic development.
We will work with our partners to ensure that small and mid-sized businesses have access to capital and support efforts in the region to develop essential laws on property rights and good business practices. By replacing corruption and self-dealing with free markets and fair laws, the people of the Middle East will grow in prosperity and freedom.
The president's latest proposal comes as Secretary of State Colin Powell heads to the region for weekend talks with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on Powell's efforts to breathe life into the administration's peace initiative.
The Bush administration has tiptoed into Middle East diplomacy. After a long delay, U.S. officials a week and a half ago made public the so-called roadmap, which U.S. diplomats worked out with the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia. Some Mideast watchers see a window of opportunity now that Powell is going to the region. Aaron Miller, president of the nonprofit Seeds of Peace, used to advise Powell and five other secretaries of state.
I think it's a strong sign that the president has decided to send the secretary. It's a strong sign that the roadmap has been now articulated publicly. The question again is, will we stay with it? We've demonstrated our firepower with respect to Iraq. Now the question is, can we demonstrate our staying power with respect to diplomacy?
That remains to be seen. Many of President Bush's supporters and advisors are fiercely protective of Israel and have long sought to sideline Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Gary Schmidt runs the Project for the New American Century, a think tank close to the neoconservative wing of the Bush administration. He says President Bush's views are largely shaped by the war on terrorism.
None of it's going to work unless it's made perfectly clear to the Palestinians that if they don't reform themselves and get their act together. I mean, it simply will not be the case that this president is going to force Israel into, you know, making a deal with the Palestinian Authority that hasn't confidently reassured everybody that it really is a peaceful authority.
The Bush administration only released the roadmap after a new Palestinian prime minister, Mahmoud Abbas, was confirmed. President Bush sounded pleased about that this week.
Yes, we'll make progress, absolutely. And the reason why we make progress is that the Palestinian Authority has now got a leader in the prime minister who has renounced violence. And he said he wants to work with us to make the area more secure.
Former Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs Edward Djerejian points to another reason why President Bush is sending Powell to Jerusalem and Ramallah this weekend.
With the military success in Iraq, the United States should, based on its own merits of pursuing Arab-Israeli peace, should also do this in order to assure that perceptions in the Arab and Muslim world of U.S. policy and of the United States is seen as we're dealing with all the issues. We're not just dealing with Iraq, but we're dealing with all the major issues.
Djerejian is the president of the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University, which recently hosted a meeting with three former secretaries of state, James Baker, Madeleine Albright, and Henry Kissinger.
It was interesting that all the three said that, you know, they came into office saying, I'm not going to get bogged down in the Middle East. But each one spends so much time on the Arab-Israeli equation in the Middle East because it just draws you in, because the U.S. has a unique role to play in being the honest broker between the Israelis and the Arabs, and that hasn't changed. And I think our policy in Colin Powell's trip has to be seen in this light.
One State Department official said Powell's trip will be tough. The secretary will try to push the Palestinians to do more to reform and crack down on violence. He'll also encourage the Israelis to follow up on their pledge to ease the closures of Palestinian areas. Then Powell will go to Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia to press them to support the new Palestinian prime minister. Powell also plans to do a bit of fence mending in Europe after bruising political disputes over Iraq. He'll visit an ally in the war, Bulgaria, and see two opponents, Russia and Germany. The goal of that part of the trip is to win support for a new UN resolution lifting sanctions against Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.